This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so here's the deal. We set the premise up. It's a lot of stuff is happening around the Detroit Lions. There's players, you know, going through and getting traded, and the Lions haven't done anything. And I know it's led some people to be uncomfortable. And sure, TikTok, we're getting close to the trade deadline. We've likely passed the zero hour for trading for a guy that could play on Sunday. So what's going on? What's going on? Why haven't the Lions made a move yet? Here's what I think is going on. Dan Campbell's worked the phones. I'm sorry. Brad Holmes has worked the phones. Dan Campbell has told us about not only is he constantly working on this, he's running stuff past Dan. Dan even said a couple of things. So, and he also said, I feel like it changes every day. There are things, there's movement, right? I feel like here's the most likely case scenario, in my opinion. Brad Holmes has a deal in place, maybe even two deals in place. Maybe he'll strike both those deals, maybe just one. But why the delay? Because it stands to reason that a bunch of teams with valuable assets said to them, circle back after we finish our games before the trade deadline.
Yes.
Cincinnati, I don't think they're moving Trey Hendrickson personally. If I were doing the show in Cincinnati, I'd be against it, barring some blockbuster trade, including a first-round pick and then some. Because I'm still trying to win the Super Bowl next year, too. I got Joe Burrow under contract.
But he's unhappy.
I know.
Not Joe Burrow, Trey Hendrickson.
I know, but and wants a new deal and all that. But it doesn't mean they have to trade him. Cleveland's probably just wanted one more look at Jameis Winston to see if he could be, you know, the next Baker Mayfield, that he's put in the right position in the right offense. And I don't think that's the case. But if Cleveland, I don't blame them for wanting to see him again before they pull the plug on their season and move as Za'Darius Smith. I don't think Myles Garrett's realistic personally, but Tennessee probably has players that could be had. In fact, Tennessee might be the team that Brad Holmes has agreed to a deal with. Others, Jacksonville. Look, they got a couple of players that could be useful, including Josh Hines-Allen and Walker. The guy
there's
went 1-1.
No,
probably not. And I don't think there's any way Max Crosby's going, but you call those teams and ask again if they lose again this weekend, if they had a change of mind, because that's another game that's passed and they're not closer to a playoff spot. These are the things that I think that is holding it up is he's got a decent move in place, but think about it. He's probably got a better move that he wants to make sure he can't make. And those teams with those valuable assets are trying to run it to the finish line before the trade deadline to make sure they can't creep back into a playoff chase.
Well, there's two things. There's that. I think those teams are waiting to see just to make sure that they don't have a playoff run in them. And the other thing is that those teams are also going to hang on to the assets probably to the last minute to get the most that they can.
See if they get other bids.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's quite possible, too. So, 248-539-9797. There's still some anxiousness coming in via feedback and calls and people that we've had the terms, we've had to sleep at the wheel. We've had malpractice, and now what do we have? Grossly incompetent. What was the term we had?
Gross negligence.
Gross negligence. Used that they haven't made trades yet. I mean, come on, people. 248-539-9797. Doug, your theory on Brad is flawed. The Jags, Browns, and Raiders have all sold players this past week. Why would they be waiting on now? Because the players that the Lions are after are players that they want to keep around. That they aren't as the players that they trade are probably not players that they're really that interested, that they think they can survive without. I'm going to guess moving Davante Adams is way easier than moving Max Crosby for the Raiders. Myles Garrett is hard to trade. And there's some speculation out of Cleveland that he's not even available. Well, let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Sam here on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Sam.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
I pose a question to you both. If the day after Brad Holmes was hired, I called you guys up and said within 3 years we will be a fourth quarter dropped pass away from the Super Bowl, would you have considered that a bold-ass prediction or a dumb-ass prediction?
I would have been bold-ass, not dumb-ass, because we know that you can turn things around quickly in the NFL, but it would have been a bold-ass prediction.
It would have been a bold call by you, Sam.
Yeah, well, for all these guys who are going out of their mind and saying things like arrogant and whatever, gross malfeasance or whatever the words are they're using, I mean, this guy has done an unbelievable job. And if he, you know, I'm going to assume, based on his track record, that if he doesn't make a deal, it's because there wasn't a deal to be made. And I'm going to leave it at that. Well, I know he wants to win the Super Bowl, but and he's what all the moves he's made to get to this point have earned him a hell of a lot of credit.
I mean, I tend to agree with you. Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. We go to Ed next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Ed.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, or good afternoon. I think, you know, the trade has to be made, like gentleman said, if there is a trade available. I mean, a case in point, you look at the Rams when they won it. First, they acquired Stafford, and they had the arguably the best defensive player in Aaron Donald on their defensive line. And what do they do? To solidify that defense, they want to acquire Von Miller. And he corralled that whole defense. He made it all right. I mean, they weren't losing Aaron Donald. They just acquired him to solidify that defense. And that's an example of what the Lions need to do this year.
Well, it's an example of how one team got it done, for sure. And, you know, he was traded. That was a second and third round pick for an impact player. And I would have no issue with that. Look, if there is a trade to be made, I'm pretty confident good trade that helps them. I'm more than confident it will happen.
If you can go all in, go all in. But those players have to be available. And, you know, the Rams did that over a couple of years with the acquisitions of Stafford and Jalen Ramsey. And then, as you mentioned, Von Miller.
So I pointed out that I think some of these extreme takes on Brad Holmes is the difference between fans who are on a 60-year quest and Brad Holmes who's in the fourth year of the quest. And someone writes, yeah, we are desperate, Doug. We've never even been to a Super Bowl. I'm fully aware of that fact, and I'm not. Just think about: do you want your GM to act desperate? Do you want him to act desperate? I don't think a GM being desperate. It's fine if you feel that way, and I get it. I don't want the GM acting desperate. I think we got one of the healthiest teams in football right now.
No, you don't want him acting desperate, but this is kind of a desperate situation for the team. With no pass rush and a team that's capable, if they did, of winning the Super Bowl. It's a team of capable of winning playoff games without doing that. But boy, having a defensive end or edge rusher, whatever you want to put it, somebody gets after the quarterback. If you get that player before the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Headline, then you certainly feel better about this team's chances in the postseason than the way you do now.
It's not desperate necessarily, Doug. It's sense of urgency, you know? And I'm not saying Brad Holmes doesn't feel that. I don't know what he's feeling. But I do know Lions fans, myself included, I don't want him to give up the next 5 first-round picks for a player. That's desperate. But I do want there to be a sense of urgency where, hey, man, there is a moment right now that we need to take care of. You know, there's Minnesota lost their left tackle. They went out and traded for a left tackle. You know, I'm not going to get super pissed until after Tuesday. We'll find out what happens. But I do know the moment is now, Doug, to be seized.
I'm not even disagreeing with that. I just don't want my GM being acting desperate.
Well, acting desperate would be giving the return that you think is too much. But going out and getting the player of need is not an act of desperation.
No, it's not a good. But I'm saying a desperate GM gives up 2 first-round picks for
Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, that's the move a desperate GM makes. And just keep in mind, well, yes, you want to be able to rush the passer. That's a component of pass defense. I like the back 7 better than I did a year ago.
I love the back 7. I think it's so much better than it is a year ago. They need a pass rush.
Well, they probably, without a pass rusher, they're like, I'm going to guess the totality of a better secondary and not as good up front because they won't have Hutch, probably leads to them being a similar pass defense than a year ago. But that defense was dangerously close to getting that. That's why I still think they can win the Super Bowl even if they don't make a trade. But I don't want this to be misconstrued as I don't want them to make a trade. I want them to make a trade. I guess I'm not on the trade or bust bandwagon, like, I'm certainly not on the Brad Holmes is committing malpractice already. Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.